Dear Madame Emma Ajaj, Ambassador Shahar, Ambassador Knudsen, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining the commemoration to honor the memory of the victims of the Holocaust. Today, we mark the 77th anniversary of the liberation of the Auschwitz-Birkenau death camp. It was the largest Nazi concentration and extermination camp and the most lethal one. 1,100,000 men, women, and children perished there. On the morning of the 27th January 1945, when the camp was finally liberated, it still held some 7,000 prisoners. For them, January 27th was a day of freedom, a reprieve from certain death for simply being who they were. The theme of this year's commemoration is memory, dignity, and justice. It reflects the importance of historical memory about the Holocaust, but also of collective action against all forms of discrimination to ensure the fulfillment of human rights for all people everywhere. Despite history's harsh lessons, we live today in a world of increasing xenophobia, discrimination, and intolerance. Hate speech has been a precursor in many atrocity crimes, including genocide. As it is often said, genocide is a process, not an event. The Holocaust did not start with the gas chambers. It started with the hate speech. Xenophobic and racist speech, both offline and online, represent the scourge of our times. Nowadays, we think of the Holocaust with the echo of never again. Yet when we witness intolerance in our everyday lives, too often we allow ourselves to turn a blind eye and remain indifferent to the incidents of prejudice and violence based on religion, race, ethnicity, nationality, or immigration status. This trend must be reversed to prevent history from repeating itself. Tackling the dangerous trend of hate speech is the responsibility of all, collectively and individually. All are responsible, and thus all must act. This is one of the main messages of the UN strategy and plan of action on hate speech launched by Secretary General Guterres in 2019. This month, the United Nations General Assembly adopted by consensus the resolution which rejects and condemns any denial of the Holocaust as a historical event. The Holocaust was a colossal crime against humanity. By adopting this historical resolution, the United Nations member states showed great solidarity to fight against any efforts to deny the Holocaust and question the scale of the tragedy. The United Nations, together with partners, will continue to develop and implement educational and advocacy programs aimed at countering Holocaust denial and distortion. The annual commemoration in memory of the victims of the Holocaust at the Palais des Nations is an important part of the United Nations Holocaust Outreach Program. Year after year, the number of the Holocaust survivors is diminishing. That makes this day of remembrance even more important. At the United Nations Office at Geneva, we are particularly proud to offer a platform to the survivors to share their memories. And I warmly welcome Madame Emma Ajaj, one of the last memory keepers of the Holocaust, for agreeing to share the story of her family during the Vichy regime in France and the deportation of her family to Auschwitz. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, it is our duty to keep the memory of the Holocaust alive for present and future generations. Education about the Holocaust plays a key role in helping young generations to become active and responsible global citizens who value human dignity and respect for all, reject anti-Semitism, racism, and other forms of prejudice and discrimination that can lead to violence and genocide. By promoting tolerance, human values, and peaceful coexistence, we will prove that diversity is a richness, not a threat. We owe it to the victims of the Holocaust and their families, as well as to our societies. We owe it to our common future. Thank you.